isn't it interesting how we evolve as human beings? And I realised on the weekend I'm just not that person I used to be.
Really?
I was in Brisbane. I had to host a charity ball, and it was at this awesome nightclub I have visited before, Cloudland in Fortitude Valley.
Yeah.
Now, in my days of Brizzy Girl, Fortitude Valley, that was my scene.
Ooh.
You would see me in the Beat nightclub.
Yeah.
Ooh. Empire.
Yeah.
The Press Club.
Hanging from the ceiling.
Little glow sticks in my hand. And it was so much fun. It was awesome. I mean, those days
What's
were...
What's that?
Yeah, sorry. What's that? Hi. You, Michael.
There you go. All right.
Do you know, and that was cool.
Yeah.
That was fun. But I tell you what, after this gig at Cloudland, which was upstairs in a beautiful, one of their rooms there, I went up when it was 6:30 at night and I came out when it was 12:30, to one.
Beautiful. Right
different.
In the peak.
It was just
warming up.
It was packed. There was no room. Like, you couldn't even put your elbows out. You couldn't even get through the crowd. The music. Oh, man, this is just blasting.
That time of day,
sudden,
it's about to go into second gear. Let's turn this stuff up.
Everything good happens after midnight in the valley.
100%.
So, this was blasting. The music, it's just thumping. All of a sudden, it's not music anymore. It's an infernal racket.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, it's not the crowds pumping. It's this is out of control. I can't breathe. All of a sudden, you're doing everything you can to get out of this place.
Yep.
And it's not cool. Exactly. Everyone is sweating. Everyone just stinks of alcohol. You're elbowing your way out of here.
So good.
Trying to be polite, looking like the old cougar in the room, but a polite one going, excuse me. Yeah. When did you ever do that in a club?
You just walk straight through. Follow me, I'll get through.
You just barge through, right? So then I'm out on the street and I realise all these nightclubs have massive lineups. I'm like, that's right. I used to have patience too.
Number one rule.
Here he goes.
Number one rule.
What's that, Spider?
You never line up.
Of course he didn't have to, did he, hey?
Spider didn't have to lie.
No, Spider Dog's here. There's people like you that I definitely beelined around. And that's one thing, I'm still the same. So anyway, I'm walking across the road. I'm going, I feel like an old woman. And there's this poor old homeless guy and these young dudes, I think they're off their head, and they were abusing him, going, oh, you're poor, and whatever. So I turned into an old woman and went, excuse me, how dare you talk to him like that? You just keep on walking. And I helped the old man across the road and I was like, oh, okay, now I feel quite old. But it was I felt good that I did that.
For sure.
Now, there is a rule now that the girls, it was always in my day, either you can get your boobs out and cover your legs or get your legs out and cover your boobs. But now it's breakfast, lunch and dinner on display.
Yeah.
I know you guys are struggling to see any downside to this.
I'm trying to find one.
I wanted to walk around. I'm going to the valley next weekend with a whole lot of blankets.
You are.
Not with you. Oh. With a whole lot of blankets. And I'm going to wrap them around these women. And I know I've turned into my mother because my mother always used to say to me, you've got to keep your kidneys warm. So I'm going to just cover them with blankets. That's how old I am.